Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us, as we transform from the inside out our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So does our world. So does the world. It starts with each of us opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, to be instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 101. Let love be your armor. Let love be your armor. I really love this message. I love it because it reminds us to do what we have forgotten to do instinctively. To be who we are. To be our divine nature. To be centered and acting from our heart rather than focusing on our mental mind, our ego personality, concerned with the past and the future, and missing out on the now. Let love be your armor. You know, things happen all the time. They don't always happen as we desire them to happen. They don't happen as we mentally expect them to happen. We've created this story in our mind how life is supposed to be, how people are supposed to be. And the truth is, life happens. It is up to us to stay in our heart center so we may flow with life versus being at the effect of life. To stay grounded from our vital core part of our being. This part of ourself who is totally present all the time. And we're hooked in to this thing let's call the universal intelligence, divine love, mother, father, God, your soul self and higher self, your inner knowing self. This is your heart self. This is the core of your being. When we are allowing ourselves to be one with divine love, we need no physical or mental armor. All that stuff that takes you away from being fully present. We don't need to put up this wall. You know, armor is putting on protection. We don't need to put on this wall that hides our true nature. We don't have to put on a different part of ourselves to show up, because we're concerned about what daggers physically, mentally, emotionally may be sent our way. We show up in the space of love so we may be fully present and bring our best to whatever is going on. And we lose no energy in the process. You see, when you're putting on your armor, your protective covering, if you will, and the word armor means to arm, when you don't have to put on this armor, this protection, anticipating the weapons that are going to be used against you, you have energy. You see, you're present now because you're not anticipating what someone or something is going to do to you. So you're present. And you can bring all of your wisdom with you. You're not separated from it. You're here right now. And the defense, you don't need something outside there. You don't have to put on an exterior sense of being this wall, this emotional wall that anticipates what's going to happen, and therefore you're already in that energy of what you're anticipating is going to happen, your worst nightmare, whatever that is for you. You stay in this place called love, allowing love to guide you. The wisdom of Mother, Father, God, the intelligence of the universe, your soul speaking through you what the next right move is, the place to go, what to say. You allow love, this space within your heart, this vibration energy, to guide your every word. And it does. And when you're in this space, coming from this place, you feel transformed. And the people and things in your life seem to reflect exactly where you're coming from. A friend called me last night, quite frustrated. She did not know how her world seemed to spin out of control. And I helped her reflect back on what had happened in the last about 3 weeks. And it all happened when two clients did not pay on time. The first one, she was sort of used to that happening. It's when the second one did that, who had never done that before, she seemed to spin out of control. In fact, I remember saying to her, well, just call him. Just call. Instead, she expected all kinds of things to happen. In quote, the worst nightmare was about to happen, because she anticipated it to happen. She anticipated what was wrong with the healthcare industry, how there were so many difficulties going on, so many doctors who were behind, and she had made up this whole drama about what was going on, instead of just picking up the phone and calling the doctor or seeing them in person. By the time she had, 2 weeks had gone by. And as the saying goes, she was a basket case. Emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually worn down. With the truth, she did not even really know what it was. She had approached the whole situation from an emotional and mental response. She had already anticipated how bad it was going to be. And in fact, because it is true that she had pretty much has been going month to month, although she's been paying off all of her bills, paying off debt, but it was all wired down to almost the exact dollar. There wasn't much room for reserve. And so she had spent so much time on them and what their story was without really knowing it, as well as her own story and what was going to happen, what could happen. She had stepped out of love. And then she finally made the call and found out that someone else had been paying the bills and gotten misplaced, and it was never their intention not to pay her. And the check would definitely be in the mail within the week. But by that time, now 3 weeks have gone by. And curiously, during this time, another thing happened. Her computer crashed. And when the computer crashed, she didn't go into all this stuff. She simply called me and said, what do I need to get a new computer? In essence, what are the specs? And then she called her brother-in-law. And then she called me and said, I'm on the road. I've left the house. I'm going to go. She didn't even know where to go, but she knew her intuition would guide her. And she said, tell me where the nearest she named two stores. So I looked them up on the internet and told her where the two stores were. And she went almost totally from intuition, guided to the two stores, knowing she would know the computer when she saw it. Now, she was hooked in to divine love. She wasn't hooked into the story about how bad it was going to be, how she lost everything, how hard it would be if she could ever recover. She simply was present. Now, her whole business was on the computer, and yet she simply was allowing divine love to lead her. And within hours, everything fell into place, including, although it was about an hour and a half drive, she drove down to her brother-in-law's house, her sister's house, and he was able to install the new system and recover most of her system. And some other things he would do in time. Got enough going that she could be up and running. Now that was all done from the energy of divine love. There was no fear what she was going to lose, what was going to happen, what could happen. No anticipation of the future. Totally present. Divine love guiding her every part of the way in the space of knowingness that all was well. She was totally guided, and love was the divine light showing her the right way in an area she knew very little about. Same person, two different kinds of situations. And when she was in divine love, everything happened instantly. No fear, no anticipation, totally present, knowing. Notice what happens when you're totally present. You know what you know. You know you'll be guided. You know you'll see and feel exactly the next right steps. And you expect everything to fall into place. And it does. The power of letting love be your armor. And when she was not, when she deliberately did not trust love and chose instead to make up the story, to anticipate, to go into fear about the thing that throws most of us off, money. I guess she could put the computer on a credit card, but she couldn't put her rent on a credit card. So the money, when it came flat in front of her face, it was easy to do the old habits. The old habits that go into fear and the story and what could happen. And we build up into our mind all this stuff. And this emotion seems to take over our body. And then we don't understand why we don't feel well. And yes, within the 2-week period, she did develop, I guess within 2 or 3 weeks, some cold she seemed to attract, virus really, out of the blue when she was so well. Because our defenses are brought down, our energy is brought down. Love is such a high vibration. And fear, anticipation, are just the opposite. So as much as we want this armor that we put on to protect us, it takes so much energy on our defenses actually are brought down lower than wherever we were. Let love be your armor for whatever you are facing right now, for whoever may show up in that moment that may appear to be an enemy. Because that's what armor is. Armor is to protect you from someone or something, from a presumed weapon, whatever that is. the economy, a relationship, someone's words, someone's actions, something in the business arena, on your career, your health. Catch yourself from getting caught up in a drama that in most cases is not true unless you bring that on with the story you create and the energy of fear. Stay present in the energy of love. Give yourself permission to be here now, to come from love now, to choose love, believing in the possibility, the knowingness that divine love is here leading you, and you will know exactly the right action, the right words all the time, no matter what is happening in your world. Knowing all is good. All is well. Everything is happening for you now. And if you stay in this energy, and as you stay in this energy of love, love, letting go any story that someone gives you or starts creeping up in your mind, and coming back anchored to this higher truth. All is love. Everything is love. Everything is happening for my good right now. The right answers are here for me now. Everything I need is here for me now. As you stay anchored in divine love and stay the light, knowing, loving being who you are, that is what shows up for you. Because that is the truth. And it only can be here as you allow the divine light inside of you to guide you, show the way, light up your path. And as you allow this love light to glow within you, simply being you, you attract the right people, the right answers, the right responses, the right directions, the right opportunities. The world wants to help you, and it does. It starts with you making a choice. Do I choose love, or do I choose fear? Do I let love be my guiding light? You have to let it happen. You have to allow it, permit it, and release any of those other little thoughts that may start creeping in, and come back to love. Come back to love. And we will stay on this topic of how to come back to love another time. First, anchor yourself in the knowingness, love is the path of true peace, harmony, and prosperity. And when things happen, in that moment, choose love. Trust that all is well. The right answer is for you. You know the way, you'll be guided the way, and let your intuition guide you. It's like my friend revealed two parts of us that we're in and out of all the time. Choose to respond as she did when her computer crashed. Okay, it crashed. I guess I really need a new one. It's the right time. It's all perfect. And then her intuition told her who to call, where to go, and she just stepped out on faith and followed the inner direction. And it worked out perfectly. So the next time things don't go the way you expect them to go. Things seem to fall apart in your world. Choose love. Choose to follow this path, the path of the higher vibration. And therefore, it's all the protection you need. You don't need the heavy armor, the mental toughness, the concern and worry that ultimately really breaks down your defenses instead of building you up. And it blocks, the other blocks the truth and blocks the opportunities and blocks the light inside of you guiding you. Choose love. Let love be your armor. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. As if you can see the gold and white lights as you breathe it in. Touching your heart now. And as you breathe out, all the breath that's been used up and no longer of any use leaves you under grace now. Breathing in divine love. Connecting with your heart center. Center of divine love within you now. And breathing out all those other emotions that take you away from divine love. Regret, remorse, fear, anger, worry, concern. Simply allow them to be breathe them out of you now. Release them through the power of love. And as you do, know they are being transmuted to all good now. Floating away, higher and higher, as you focus inside, allowing yourself to drop deeper and deeper into your heart. Feeling your heartbeat. As you focus inside. Noticing the color all around you. As if it were a healing pool of divine healing water for you to step into now. Allow yourself to be one with this wellspring of divine healing water now. Stepping in, sitting here, letting go all concern, this pool of healing water. Feeling yourself relax every muscle, every tendon, every vein and capillary. Simply with your breath in this inner wellspring of divine love here for you now. All that stuff you've carried for so long. The putting on the happy face. Putting on the stern face. Stuffing your real feelings inside. Biting your lip, holding back, concern about saying it right, or what will happen if you speak your truth. Simply feel all of that dissolving now in this wellspring of divine love. You are safe. Here, in this pool of healing water, you can let all these man-made defenses simply let your armor down. And if you choose, you may pick them up again. Right now, for this moment, let them go. Leave them here in this pool of healing water to be transmuted now to divine love. As you focus center of your being, noticing this light inside, this light calling out to you, this golden white light pulsating within you, perhaps some other colors as well. Calling you to come deeper and deeper within. To be one with the power and presence of divine love. To be lit up from the inside out with the power and presence of peace. Peace that only comes from being one with your divine nature. Allowing this peace, this love, to restore your true being restore your true energy, to restore your divine nature now under grace. Feel this light inside radiating peace and love and harmony and prosperity, pumping through your heart, traveling through your entire being now, as this light inside radiates out 360 degrees from the center of your being to the tips of your toes, the tips of your fingers, the top of your head, radiating pure divine love. And as it does, feel this energy pulsating through every cell and atom of your being. Feel that vibration, knowing your entire being is being restored to its true natural vibration. Harmonize with the energy of divine love, now under grace. Restoring your knowingness with universal intelligence. Restoring your connection with your angels. Restoring your guidance from your intuition. Feel, recognize, know the vibration of divine love again. This peace that is your true natural state. This harmony that knows all is well. This prosperity that trusts everything you need is always here for you under grace now. You are one with divine love. You are divine love. Feel the peace. Feel the harmony. Feel the prosperity. This is the truth, dear one. This is your natural built-in defense that needs no defense. The power and presence of God within you is all you need to take the next right step. Listen, speak, and act from this place. All is well. Access the power and presence of all-knowing within you. All is well. Now, dear one, it's time to come back and live your life from this place. Live your everyday life from this place. Letting divine love lead and protect you. So as we began, we breathe. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Feeling ourselves rising up from this healing pool of divine water inside. Feeling ourselves restored back to our natural resilience, our natural pure state of divine love. Feeling the inner strength and light, peace, harmony, and prosperity. And as we breathe, we become conscious of our physical body temple, breathing into our heart and into our head, breathing into your hands and gently squeezing them, breathing into your feet and gently squeezing them. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Act from your heart to be pure divine love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Be in the present to know what you know. Let love be your armor. We are loving beings within God, under grace. Om. Om. Om.
And so it is. Divine love and you are one. God bless. Namaste.